Meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, this is Pamela speaking. Welcome to the RDS Who Is Leadership Call number 39 on 12 September 2018 at 1530 UTC. Attending the call today is Alan Greenberg and Catherine Bauer-Bolst. From ICANN organization, we have Jean-Baptiste Roulet, Alice Jensen, and Pamela Smith, and with apologies from Brenda Brewer. Today's call is being recorded. May I please remind you to state your name before speaking? Jean-Baptiste, I turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela. So on today's agenda, we have the review of draft slides, contain the speakers for the webinar, and look into which recommendations will be highlighted if there is still time available at the end of the presentation and after the Q&A. And then on ICANN 63, a quick discussion on the meetings with SONACs, and we need a confirmation from you on the possibility to do a video in Barcelona. Is there anything else you would like to add on today's agenda?
Just put under AOB Lisa's involvement in the final report.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. So starting with the slides, so Alan, I saw that you had time to review them and I incorporated your suggested changes. Catherine, did you have a chance to look at the slides or would you like me to go quickly through them?
I haven't had a chance to look at them. I have a printout with me and I've seen that Alan has made comments. Sorry, I haven't yet actually reviewed those comments, but I have seen the slides. My main concern is that it's a fairly solid package, so I'm a bit worried about the timing. But otherwise, I think they're very well done. I just haven't been through them in detail, so I would appreciate if we went through them quickly.
Yes, Catherine, it's Alan. The changes I made were not particularly controversial, but I'm sure Jean-Baptiste will highlight them. My presumption was we were including all of the recommendations there either to address questions or if we have time to highlight some of them, but certainly not to go over them all one by one.
Hi, Alan. So what we did is that, as it was suggested, I think on a previous plenary call, we followed the structure of the current executive summary. So the recommendations are in the presentation, and if you believe that would be better to have them maybe move to an appendix where you can just relate to them in case there are any questions or after your presentation, that's totally possible.
No, I don't think we have to flag them as an appendix. We'll just know what we're doing.
Okay, so you would just remove them from the slide deck then?
Pardon me, say that again?
So did you mean that you want them to be removed from the slide deck?
No, just leave them as it is.
Okay, sounds good. So Catherine, if you would like me to just go quickly through the slides. So as I mentioned earlier, we are following the structure of the executive summary, starting with the mandates and the timeline, followed by the scope, the methodology, the findings, the conclusions, and finally the recommendations. So under the mandate, this is really high-level information just to provide some background on what is RDS and used to be called as WHOIS and the origin of the RDS review. Just a slide that was used previously on describing the members of the review team and finally the milestones of the review team with what's coming ahead with the submission of the final report in December after the first face-to-face meeting. And also we indicated the number of teleconferences and face-to-face meeting that the review team had prior to issuing the draft report. Under the scope, we are reporting here the different objectives of the review team. and the non-objectives. So here, Alan, you had indicated you wanted to add do not include origin of rejected issues.
I had updated that for you. I thought you said you had updated the slide deck.
Yeah, it's there.
No, but I put in in lighter type under each line. I put in where they came from.
Oh, okay. Because I had okay. Then I misunderstood your request. Okay, then I'll update that.
Okay, you could have just used, unless you had other changes to make, you could have just used the slide deck I sent. That was a replacement deck.
Oh, but there was no slide deck in your email. So I had understood that
sorry.
You wanted me to.
Then I just neglected to attach it. Sorry, I thought I did. Hold
no
on.
Worries.
Let me.
I couldn't see it in the email you sent me.
Oh, no. Hold on. You're right. I didn't attach it.
Yeah. if you could just resend it, and in the meantime, I'll continue.
I will. Okay. And as we go through it, I'll tell you what I changed. So on slide nine. On slide nine, under each of those items, I added where they came from. That is, the OECD was a bylaw, RDAP, WHOIS protocol, and RDAP and WHOIS protocol came from an ACSO suggestion, GNSO specifically, but I didn't mention that. GDPR were, common, current interest or something like that. Just to give context, because the OECD was the bylaws, the others, from a perspective of someone who hasn't been paying a lot of attention, it wasn't clear where they came from. So I just identified where each of those things that we rejected came from.
Yeah.
I will send it to you, though.
Thank you, Alan. So then under the methodology, it's just a slide on, the methodology of the review team, that you know. Next one is how the objectives were divided into the different subgroups and how was the work carried out under the review. Under findings, so here we have reported the findings that were in the executive summary. We used the color code, so just green for when it was fully implemented, partially implemented as orange, and if it was not implemented, that's red. And in the executive summary, the order of topics was different than the recommendations one, so we just put it in the same order than the recommendations, just for
I'm not sure there was a reason for that order being different, but let's ignore that for the moment.
Yeah.
And that one I just corrected a typo. Very interesting typo, but nevertheless.
Yes, that's correct. And circulated, your place, which was here. Under slide 19, under safeguarding register and data, you had us to change first with pre-GDPR WHOIS.
Yeah, because what the version that you did said is WHOIS 1 did not address privacy, and that was true, but not relevant. The real issue there was WHOIS traditionally has no privacy, so.
Mm-hmm. And then we listed here the conclusions, so making a comparison between the implementation review from ICANN.org and the one from the review team, which is in the first table. And under the second part of the slide, so here it's just a reminder of the assessment of the review team and what came out of it. So 23 new draft recommendations, and there we reported the different level of priorities. And we wanted to highlight that the 23 draft recommendations were adopted with full consensus.
Okay.
And, yeah, you have something to say on that?
No, no.
Okay. And then under the sixth section of the slide deck, so there we listed the recommendations for so each objective with reporting the priority and the consensus on those recommendations.
Jean-Baptiste, this is Catherine. Sorry, just on the conclusion slide, as Evan was saying last time, I think the fact that we adopted the draft recommendations with full consensus is quite an achievement, and maybe just in terms of like presenting it, maybe you want to put it at the same font size as the heading or something, the new draft recommendations just above.
Okay, I can do that.
Thank you. Just a tiny comment.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Or I can change it to red so that it pops out the slide deck. Sure.
Flashing.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for your comments.
The challenge, Catherine, will be to do that in the final report.
Yes, indeed, especially if we make comments on the law enforcement part and recommendations.
And so after the listing of recommendations, here comes the Q&A and the thank you slide inviting the community to submit a public comment. Meet with the review team at ICANN 63, schedule a conference call, and follow the wiki.
So Jean-Baptiste, sorry, just for my benefit, we're hoping that we will get through in good time, and then if we have time, we will go into the individual recommendations, but not necessarily. Is that the idea?
Yes, I think the idea was to focus on a few recommendations, but those recommendations were still to be decided and identified.
Yeah, as a first cut, I'll say the high priority ones. But what I was planning to do in the next day or so was to look through them and you know, make a decision on whether or a recommendation on whether the high priority ones are the ones or we want to select a slightly different subset. I suspect most of them will be that we want to talk about will be high, but there may be something or other of lower priority that merits it. I haven't really thought about it much, but I think if we pick out somewhere between 6 and 10 recommendations, that the timing will probably be right for that.
Sounds good to me. And then we can still see whether in the questions people ask about other areas or other recommendations. Are we planning to share those slides with the people beforehand?
So I would think so. The only other thing that I was thinking about presenting in the webinar is maybe an excerpt of the law enforcement survey. I think that's a pretty impressive piece of work. And just giving a flavor of what it is to entice people to open the report and go into the that section, I think may have some merit.
Right. I mean, if you want just an excerpt, one particularly powerful one to me has been who is useful to your investigations. You see a pretty sharp percentage drop there. And if you put those two pie charts, you know, from before May and now in June together, next to each other, then the contrast is quite striking. but I leave it to you to see whether there's other parts that you think would be more audience friendly.
No, I think that's fine. Catherine, why don't you, select one or two, two or three different charts which you think have some impact, and send a note to Jean-Baptiste, to the leadership list, and we can incorporate those. I think that would be worthwhile.
Okay. Yes, I already know two off the top of my head, so Jean-Baptiste, I'll shoot you an email later tonight.
Yeah. By the way, I'm planning to send the report with a pointer to that section to the EPDP.
Yes, excellent. I actually advertised it yesterday on the agenda setting call for the cross community session on GDPR.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying to flag it to everyone so people take a look at the report and provide their input.
Okay, back to you, Jean-Baptiste.
Thank you, Catherine. Yes, just a quick question, then, Catherine. So I'll wait for your charts. But can you confirm whether you would like them, like, to appear next to a recommendation, for example, or somewhere else in the slide deck?
I'd insert them after the summaries that we're doing and before the recommendations.
Okay, so that would be just after the findings and before the conclusions, I guess.
Show me where the conclusions are.
Sure.
Well, could we insert them into the findings part for law enforcement? That
well,
might be the best place to put them.
I think let's mention it there, but I don't think we want to alter the flow of those items by going in depth in one item. But we'll mention it that at the end of this section, we'll show some examples.
Okay.
I would do it before conclusions.
Yep. I'll include it just after I can buy those. And,
yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Perfect. So at this stage, if I summarize this discussion, so I'll include the chart from Catherine. At the end of the presentation, you will highlight 6 to 8 recommendations that you still need to identify.
Yeah.
In terms of speakers, do you have a better idea on how you would like to proceed, whether you want to have the rapporteurs involved in a presentation?
My inclination is to do what we are planning for the engagement session, but have the the three of us do the presentation and have the others there as
to answer questions.
As resources to the extent that they're available. And assuming that's good, I'll send out a note after this meeting asking people to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of who does what, Susan, Catherine, and I can work that over the next day or so.
Yeah.
Essentially, Catherine, tell me which sections you want to do, and I'll do the same with Susan, and I'll take the rest, whatever they are.
Okay, I'll try and figure something out.
Or if you want to do none, that's fine, too. I don't mind talking. And of course,
but I do think it makes sense to have as few presenters as possible because you always lose something it always ends up being complicated.
Yeah, no, I understand. And I certainly don't want to go above the three, but whatever Susan and you want is fine. I was
Perfect.
Going to say something else, but I just lost my train of thought.
That happens.
I can't remember. It'll come back in a moment.
Yeah. So what I'll do is that I'll recirculate on the leadership list and the deck as soon as I have the charts from Catherine for approval. Can we move on to the next agenda item?
Yes, please. What I forgot is Catherine, and please and Jean-Baptiste, if you can ask Susan also whether they're going to be attending both sessions or just one. I'll be there for both.
Okay.
Yes, I think I can be there for both too. I think they're at 5 and 11 my time. So they're 6 hours apart, right?
That's correct, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, I can make it for both.
That's I think it's a 6 hours difference.
Yeah, that's
only
UTC.
That's 15 UTC and the other one. Oh, okay, sorry, I heard 7.
No.
So moving on with ICANN63. So Alan, you should have received a draft email to be sent out to SNACs. I don't know if you had any chance to look at it yet.
I did look at it, and I'm going to do a slight rewording of part of it, and I hope to get to that soon.
Okay, and will you send it out, or would you like us to do it?
No, I'd like you to do it, please.
Okay, so we'll wait for email and then send out to user services. Perfect. And then the video, I believe, at least a few weeks ago, I mentioned an opportunity for you to be interviewed while at ICANN63, which would be a good opportunity to provide an overview on the draft findings and recommendations. And which we're informed recently that the video crew will only be available on the 23rd of October and the 24th. So we need to, I mean, the sooner we can have your confirmation to participation, the better. The deadline to make bookings is the 8th of October.
Okay. For my timing, work with Gisela, please.
Okay.
Is there a set question? Are there set questions we're going to be asked? Has that been discussed yet?
We haven't discussed that yet, but
okay.
We can look into that.
Okay. We're looking for all three.
Jean-Baptiste, just for my organization with the commission, it would make it much easier if we did get the questions beforehand, because if I'm to be on the record anywhere, even if I'm not representing the commission, I need to check what I'm saying, because we have a policy of just having the spokespeople go on the record and nobody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So ideally, you would like to have that before your sessions.
The chances of finding...
Yeah, if it's not possible, I'm happy to have Alan and Susan do that, and then
yeah.
I won't be there, which I'm sure will be just as well. But if we want to show the full, I don't know if you want to have the full team or the full leadership, then I'll be happy to participate on the condition that I can just check with our media team beforehand. Sorry about that.
Certainly all three of us would be preferable. The challenge of finding all three of us at the time the camera crew is available, it's going to be really interesting.
All right.
Brad, this is too popular.
I'm not sure popular is the right word, but certainly busy.
Are there any other questions on ICANN63?
There's a million questions on ICANN63, but nothing we can answer here.
All right, let me transfer you to our hotline. So moving on to AOB. So Alan, unless there's anything else, you wanted to talk about Lisa's involvement in the final report.
Yeah, no, she sent me a note yesterday due to family issues. She will not be available to work with us on the face-to-face, and presumably not as the final editor. So that means we're going to have to find someone else. I don't know what other resources ICANN has that are known quantities and, you know, predictable quality, and having some knowledge of who is would be nice, but that's probably impossible. So if you could start investigating other alternatives, I'd appreciate it.
Hi, Alan. This is Alice. I'm duly noted, and I know we had provided Catherine with a description, I think it was in July, so we can use that as a baseline as well for the research for someone else, replacement. We'll look into it for you.
Okay, sorry. I missed the very start. Are you asking me for a description, or
no,
you have
one? No, I was I was saying that we have a description, actually, because we had this conversation with Catherine in July. So we do have a description that we can start using for our research.
Good.
Yes, and I must say it looked fine to me at the time, although it will be very, very difficult to replace someone like Lisa.
That's true.
It's going to be impossible to replace her, but we need someone at least competent to help us do the work. One of the things I realized, as I was doing my final review, the mixture of styles and mixed and different levels of depth that we go into in the different sections makes it a really unprofessional document. So I think we're going to have to take some of that doesn't have to wait for the very end to fix, but it's going to take a fair amount of work to clean it up well, I think. And from my point of view, I think what we want is a document that presents a lot smoother than this one did. So I think there's a fair amount of work to be done.
I think their report is the symbol of the beauty of the multi-stakeholder model, to be honest.
I'm not sure that says anything good about the multi-stakeholder model, then. Anything
on
else?
On that happy note, I'm sorry, I have to drop off because I have a very solid appointment with my children. So I wish you all a good rest of the day. Thanks.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.
Bye bye.
Thank you, Catherine. Bye bye.
All right. Let us wrap this up.
Would you like to hear the decisions reached in action items, Ellen?
Why not?
Okay, so under decisions reached for the webinar, so we'll share the slides with the community prior to the presentation. You will highlight 6 to 8 recommendations that still need to be identified. Alan, Catherine, and Susan will present the webinar. Reporters in attendance will answer questions, if any. Under action items, so on the slide deck, page 22, we'll highlight adopted with full consensus. Catherine will provide me with 2-3 charts to insert into the law enforcement findings. Those will be added before the conclusions in the slide deck. Catherine, Susan, to identify sections they would like to cover during the presentation and confirm whether they will attend both webinar sessions. For the Icon 63 video, we'll check with Gisela your availability, Alan, and we'll investigate whether there are any set questions for this interview and whether we can set up interviews out of the scheduled session, if at all possible. And finally, we'll start looking for a technical writer for the face-to-face meeting.
Thank you very much. That sounds good.
Thank you, Alan. Have a nice rest of your day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.